Hi, good luck. This is Yisachar Wartell, and this is Parsha Ki Teitzeh. Not to be confused with Vayetzeh, which will be coming up, I don't know, about 2 months. We go back in the middle, towards the end of Bereishit, maybe later than that. Anyway, enough of that. Once again, mention our Shir sponsored loving memory of Sarah Baal Baba Nachum Mendel, Meher Nisham Haben Aliyah. And we're moving our way through Elul. We're almost halfway through. Maybe we are halfway through. I'm actually not sure what today's date, Hebrew date is. But anyway, it's been a long week. Anyway, towards the beginning of this week's Parsha, Torah states, Ki hat b'chor ha-snua yakir la-tet lo, pishnayim b'chor asher yimatze lo, ki hu reishit ono lo mishpat ha-b'chorah. Let me translate. For the firstborn, the son of your hated wife, you shall nevertheless recognize to give him twofold, really double, in all that finds for him, for he is the first of his own, which we'll get back to. To him shall be the law of the firstborn. Basically, this is that regardless of the situation, even if the firstborn comes from a wife that you don't like as much, you still have to give him his firstborn rights, which is a double portion. Now, the word own, aleph vav nun, is an interesting choice of words. It literally means strength, but can also mean pain or suffering, as it does by the birth of Binyamin, where Rachel initially names him Ben Oni, the son of my suffering. In the context of the firstborn, he is the one who principally carries the legacy of the father and has the stronger rights to the father's property per command of what the Torah tells him. So it's not always the son of my suffering, it could be the son of my strength, right? So it's interesting. But why is essentially the same term used with quite different meanings? Which is it? Suffering, strength. I mean, that's almost opposite. Now, both by Binyamin and the firstborn, they're both matters of sons. We understand that. They also, both involve two wives primarily, right? Rachel and Leah. And here we have Snua and Ahuva, the loved wife and the hated wife. And obviously, with respect to Rachel and Leah, Yaakov loved both wives, but Leah perceived herself as a Snua, so there's also a parallel there as well. She saw herself as hated in relative respect to Rachel. But nevertheless, there's still clearly a very stark difference. In one case, the root own can refer to pain and suffering, and in another case, it refers to a positive thing, which is strength. So putting aside the possible similarities between the cases, why does the word own actually mean two seemingly almost opposite concepts, a negative concept and a positive concept? Even onkelos translates these two words differently, even though it's the same word in Hebrew. But it's no coincidence that they're linked, right? It's the same Hebrew letters make the same word. So looking at the name Binyamin closely, Rachel Imanu wishes to name him Ben-Oni, but Yaakov changes it to Binyamin, right? Son of my right hand, or son of my right, which also invokes strength. His name therefore goes from being son of my suffering to son of my right hand. And at first seems like there is no connection, but Yaakov was not only changing his son's name, but also shifting the perspective. Rachel, who was in horrible pain and unfortunately about to die, sees things understandably in a negative way. Yaakov therefore responds with the notion that no, the son is not born out of suffering and not born out of pain, but rather born out of a place of strength, which own can also mean, but he wanted to make it clear. It took a lot of strength for Rachel to be able to allow Leah to marry Yaakov initially rather than her, and therefore, in a certain sense, maybe she should have no sons, let alone two. She was blessed with the strength of Hashem, which is also, the true strength of Hashem is chesed, right? We say the right hand is strong, but it's actually strong in the sense that it's mighty through chesed. Hashem teaches that Hashem's right hand is actually the side of chesed, and only the left side is gevurah, or strength. So what's true strength? True strength is giving when it's not deserving, but out of true love. Hashem gave Rachel two amazing sons out of his strength of chesed. So too, by the firstborn son, Hashem commands the father to give the child his double portion, even if he is not deserving, or even if he is not the desired choice, for a father is commanded to love his son. He must therefore use this strength that he has to overcome any inclination he has otherwise and do what's appropriate. Now, interestingly enough, another interesting place where this root of own comes up is by the person own. Where does that come up? By Korach, right? We have own Ben Pelet, who was supposed to go with Korach to make a stand against Moshe, but instead was held back by his wife. Own should have been the one of strength, but ultimately he wanted to use the strength for a negative purpose. He wanted to use this own in a negative way, which would have caused more pain to the Jewish people, right? But ultimately it was the own of his wife, the strength of his wife that saved him. Now the key letters here of own are Aleph and Nun, which have many, many different pieces, the most obvious of which is the word Ani, right? Aleph, Nun, Yud. It also relates to Anochi and a couple other words, Ana in Aramaic. But Ani, I, one's strength is not how society measures it, not what others expect of him or her, but to be the person themselves, who they are, who they're meant to be. You are your own strength. And sometimes we must make a choice that is appropriate but difficult. It may be against how we feel at a given moment. We sometimes have to rise up. But the Ani, meaning the I, is also the Ani Hashem. Hashem says, I am Hashem. We need to reflect Hashem's will. For he is the true master of strength and the ultimate bestower of the strength of Chesed. So when we say I, we're also reflecting, hopefully, the own of strength, the Aleph Nun of strength, and not the Aleph Nun of pain, that we're not focusing on our difficulties. We're not focusing on our strength. We're not focusing on our pain, but rather focusing on our strength. We're focusing on what is right. We're focusing on the fact that we are Tzel Melukim, and we can accomplish so much. Now, Nun and Aleph, in this particular combination, we have 1 and we have 50. 1 represents a singularity. Singularity could refer to Hashem. It could refer to us, an individual person. 50 represents a partial completion, which we see 50 and 50 makes 100. So there's a lot of things by 50. 50 is the end of the cycle of 49. Which we see by, you know, Shavuos and by other mystical concepts, and, you know, the 49 Shemitah years, hitting the 50th of the Ovel. It's a partial completion. It's a full completion of a cycle, but it's also one that ushers into a new cycle. So it kind of has both components. And then if you have 50 and 50, then you have 100, which is an absolute completion, which is kind of like decoration of 10 times 10. But if you have 1 and you have 50, then basically what's your goal? It's own is Aleph v'Nun, right? Aleph and Nun. You have 1 and 50. You are who you are, right? You are, you're as a new art individual. Hashem put you here for a reason. And you have to go halfway. Hashem will meet you the other halfway. You need to do what you need to do in this world. You have to accomplish your tachlis, your purpose. You have to rise up and do what you feel is right, what you feel Hashem put you in this world for, what you need to accomplish. And Hashem will provide the other Nun. He will provide that Ani Hashem, right? So that Aleph, he'll contribute his Aleph with Ani Hashem. He'll contribute his Chesed with his right hand to our strength and match our strength with his strength, Kuviyachol, right? So we can get that, and then we can be a more complete person. And then we can then use that Nun, which can represent Nefila. Nun can also represent falling down. Because if you stop halfway through, imagine you're going through a race, and you stop halfway through. It's sometimes worse than not even starting the race, but sometimes it's better, depending on why you stopped. But if you put in that effort and you run that race halfway, Hashem will help carry you the other half of the way. But if you give up and you turn around and you literally just do it halfway without really trying, then that's a whole different story. That's when you can fall. You give up, you become despondent, you don't put your best foot forward. That's when you can fall, right? But the letter Nun is also about change, right? It literally represents the letter of change. If you go downward to a final Nun, that's where it's a fall. But a Nun can also curve upward. It has a little crown, that little peak that goes upwards when you write it in the Torah. It can still go up, right? And then it can go towards a Samach. A Samach is fully enclosed. That's the letter after Nun. You can become whole and you can complete once you go past that 50 mark. Once you go past, now, yes, in some respects with the 49, you can't reach 50. There's different ways of looking at this and different Kabbalistic concepts. I'm not getting into all of it. But there's a concept of 50 being halfway. And as I said, if you go halfway, Hashem will meet you as long as you put in the effort and you do what you need to do. And then you can start becoming more complete and go towards the 100 and maybe even towards 120, because that's how many years you have to be able to live a complete and fulfilling life. Wishing you all a Shabbat Shalom.